Outgoing Connecticut Governor Dana Malloy says he's proud to be leaving office with more than 100,000 private sector jobs created during his tenure. The State Department of Labor confirms that's more than his previous three predecessors. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Speaking to reporters after presiding over the state's bond commission for the last time, Democratic Governor Malloy went over the record of his independent and Republican predecessors, beginning with Governor Lowell Weicker in the early 1990s.
Governor Weicker saw the loss of 36,000 jobs during the time that he was governor. Governor Rowland netted, by the time he left office, 63,000 net jobs. Governor Rell saw the loss of 33,000 jobs. And while I've been governor, we've seen the creation of 100,000 jobs.
That's about 90% of the jobs that were lost in Connecticut during the last recession. Malloy says that's because not all the government jobs that were lost have been recovered.
I am proud that Connecticut has fewer municipal employees and state employees than it did on the day I became governor. We needed to downsize. We needed to make ourselves more efficient.
However, the two-term Connecticut governor is likely to leave office on January 9th with one of the lowest job approval ratings of any governor in the country. A poll released in April had him at 29% approval. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.